This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and they got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. That's hard times, baby.
Paige.
I love running, mainly out of patience.
And Fat Boy.
Call me crazy, but I thought when you step on a scale, it's not supposed to bleed.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet rocks!
Paige, I know you didn't. You saw the music portion,
was,
I think, the night before.
Yeah, it was really good.
The Saturday Night Live 50. And, you know, for, I would say, like, a lot of our demographic, probably Saturday Night Live is not a big thing.
Which is
the younger
sad.
Version, I think. I mean, but it's sad because it means so much to, and it's just like our parents. Like, you should respect Dick Clark.
I was thinking American Bandstand.
Yeah, man. Right. Oh, like, yeah. When, you know.
Soul Train.
The whole thing about Dick Clark, you know, the older he got, and you know, he would not stop doing the ball drop thing. And I remember my mom heard one morning where we were playing the audio, and she's like, "You shouldn't make fun of Dick Clark. He was part of my childhood."
got a little awkward toward the
maybe
end.
Maybe teenage years. I wouldn't say childhood.
Oh, bless her heart.
She thinks she's gonna drop kick your knees.
Oh Lord, she just knocked the crap out of me with her walker.
She grabbed you with the nose and
she use her the little thing she used to pick stuff up off the floor and just grab me.
Oh, the claw!
The claw
right in the face.
Those things are great. When I had to get my hip surgery done, I had one of those. By God, hell
couldn't
yeah!
Pull yourself up without it.
I was like Mr. Crab walking around down
I'd
there.
Take one right now.
Yeah,
I don't know if you want to start with who wasn't there or maybe
okay.
So
I would say. Like, oh God, what's his name? Garrett. Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Yeah, I knew he was still with us.
I knew, but so they, you know, they cut away and they come back and he's sitting in a chair because apparently, you know, I mean, how old he is. I mean, first season, 75. So.
I looked it up. I think he's 88. Okay. Just turned.
So he's got, you know, sitting in a chair and he's. He's still very animated, though, the way he was introducing. I thought that little short they played there with Bellucci was just one of the best things. I mean, I'd seen it before, but like...
It was great.
It's just so...
But it was creepy the way it started, like eerie.
I know, but that's what was cool. Like, it was kind of like SNL really, like, broke down the whole... I mean, it's certainly not improv, and neither is improv. If you really know, improv is not real improv. They have their little trigger words that they know they bounce off of each of them. But it's just the fact they're doing it on live television. And, you know, for years I always heard that Lorne Michaels would get pissed if you broke character. But now I think he's kind of bent on that. Like, you know, the audience actually enjoys it when you corpse. You know, you're corpsing up there. You're laughing during the bit.
Why? Because, you know, Jimmy Fallon's notorious for doing it. In every
you know,
sketch.
They did not feature him very much at all, and I appreciated that because I'm not a fan. I mean, it looks like maybe I've heard he's not nice. But that's what Paige was saying earlier, all these people that, you know, for years was always the golden people, you found out were like real pricks backstage.
Well, the show,
and I'm not just talking about Ellen.
Yeah, but you know, people have bad days. I've heard that some so-and-so has been horrible to other people, and they were extremely nice to me.
Yes.
Well, his show now is geared towards a much younger, which I guess it has to be,
yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah, I don't, I, you know, I don't.
To kind of survive it now.
I don't know. I don't know. But he wasn't featured much on there, which I figured would be because of the whole NBC monster. I was shocked. Okay, where was Dan Aykroyd? Where was Danny Aykroyd?
The most, look, I watched the first two seasons, every episode. He carried the show. He was in a lot of stuff.
He was funny.
And just then, not there?
I followed Chevy Chase on Instagram, and he was there, but they
didn't. I saw him in the audience.
Okay, wow. I was doing that thing where I would.
Because I watched on some of the stuff on YouTube.
That studio's never looked that big before. Like, they had all the lights on.
I've been there. It's really small.
Oh, wow.
Really small.
Wow. You really did.
And it looks.
That's awesome.
I took a tour, and it looks way bigger on TV. I don't know. Like, you could stand on the main stage and, like, touch the whoever's doing the music, like, hand to hand.
Huh.
It's real small.
Well. But, I mean, it was like, dude, that is Cher. And obviously that turned out to be Cher. And I'm like, that's Kevin Costner sitting beside her. Like, this is like.
What are you talking about?
This is like We Are the World. You know, like, where's Huey Lewis? The DeBarge family. Where is,
where's Chico?
Where's Chaka Khan? Where's, you know. And you see all these, like, Reverend Al Sharpton. Like, what is this hodgepodge of people?
It was odd that he was there.
I wrote down something I thought, because I was expecting, they kind of toyed around with it in the media, like expect some big surprises and stuff. And there was a surprise that I didn't say, because I'm, you know, not the, oh yeah, this is going to happen. But I was like, I had a feeling about something, and it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
I thought they were going to have Kanye on there.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah.
The reference to it was great.
Oh, well, which one? Like, dude, they had Kim on there.
I didn't recognize her at first.
She's really funny.
By God,
on
I
there.
Did.
She's great.
She was. I was going to say, like, she did a really good job. I mean, she didn't do anything very much. But
she was good on there when she hosted.
I thought so. She kind of was, you know, making light of herself and her family. I thought she was real genuine.
Yeah.
I really liked the Lorraine Newman bit. I just didn't wish. Like, I don't put the Chad bit with it. Like, it was a good.
It's not everything has to.
Yeah, like
filter.
Just like a memorial piece, man. Just of
she stays out of the.
She really does.
She's one that again. I thought she had passed. I had no idea Lorraine Newman was still alive.
Well, like she wasn't featured as much in the original run, but you know, like really heavily for the reunion.
Yeah,
Jane Curtin, I didn't know was there until the very end.
I know the very end. Her and another older lady that was on there. So
where were you guys at?
Eddie Murphy, how many MFs did he say? I know he said two.
Eddie Murphy was the star of the show.
Dude.
Which he usually is, but
like that what a treasure freaking Eddie Murphy. What happened to those years when he was just like what were those years where he was only doing like PG rated stuff? Like he's great when he's filthy. He's lame when he's not. I mean, like, white guy opinion. That's just the way I feel. When he was making, now.
It's just air donkey.
You know, some of those, like, you know, I even enjoyed the, pardon me, the Nutty Professor reference. I thought that was freaking, like, I popped so hard for that. The Hercules thing.
Oh, I got that too, man.
Oh,
we got
man.
To play it when we come back.
That was, oh, we got a break.
Yeah, got to, but yeah, I got that.
I just.
He was the.
Good. Most of the people texting in really liked it, too.
I didn't think the Jeopardy bit was good. It could have been better.
What was the ending? The thing with Tom Hanks?
I know he had done that character before, where he's like the MAGA type of, you know, the implied, you know, racial ambiguities there as far as what he may or may not say.
Right.
But it fell flat when he didn't want to shake his hand or he was kind of backing away from Keenan when he walked toward him.
I didn't know what the ending was.
They didn't know how to react to it.
Yeah, it was kind of. Oh, the audience didn't.
And they're all famous people.
Yeah.
You thought they'd laugh at, you know, like, they just didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, but there's no guidebook for social stigmas. It's just like if one person on X thinks it's bad and a bunch of people follow behind, then now it's bad.
I hate the whole Ryan Reynolds thing.
He's a little overexposed, I think.
Well, his wife, the whole thing. I don't believe her anyway. So there you go. You bullied Baldoni.
Why do you not like her?
I hope he wins. This whole thing, this whole Baldoni, Blake Lively thing that's been going on forever. They're not going to go to
hearing about that and that God. Other people were dragged into it.
dude, this thing is blowing up.
It's crazy.
And they don't go to trial until 2026. You got to hear about it all the way through the year.
I've not heard about it at all.
Oh my!
Steve Baldoni?
No, but no offense to you, you might have your head in the sand because this thing has gone beyond just entertainment news.
Huh.
It's like mainstream news now. It dominates.
Well, I try
to sell environment that she, you know.
People get sucked into the vortex of her saying that she's not a good person, and I've read stuff, but you know.
Yeah.
It's just like this thing is people really taking sides.
But what? Just quickly, like what is?
He directed a movie they did together, Baldoni. She was saying that he harassed her. He's like, no, I got receipts. I got text messages. It's a whole big thing, back and forth.
Okay. Wow.
To where you really have to pick a side.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I maybe purposefully try to, like, dodge all those because I'm like, it's weird to, like, he was the kicker.
I hate that I know it.
I remember that first allegation came out for the kicker.
Justin Tucker?
Yes.
Now there's more coming
out.
Dude,
I know. And I'm like, God, for a split second, I was like, I felt for you. Like, I thought it was like you maybe flirted with a girl. She took it the wrong way. And I could, because when you hear of allegations, you suddenly are like, that son of a bitch.
Even though those spas say that they weren't complaints filed against him officially and he wasn't banned, it's a numbers thing. Like with Deshaun Watson. I mean, yeah, what, 22 plus? I mean, come on.
Yeah, and he's about to lose his job, too.
Everybody's lying.
So it's a weird world. But see, I think I do try to dodge those because I'm like, I don't want to think until they're found guilty. Maybe I don't want to even, because, you know, there was that time during COVID with all this stuff where you, like, there were sexual harassment claims about this person,
yep.
I think. Yeah. And that's an awful way.
Like, I have to know everything
about that. And who do you believe, you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's time for the best damn audio.
Yes, sir. Oh. Here we are. It's a battle to make you laugh. That's it.
Really is. I don't think we keep score. No. I can't tell you who won when.
I've won the last four, but I'm not keeping up with that for any particular reason.
We've been done for?
I think you're getting better and better. It's an equal duel.
It's fun to do because you see these things, and now, you know, we have you, the listeners, the P1s, sending us and tagging us in these different things, and it's just, it's
A lot of good stuff.
It's been a hoot.
And the winner is going to get his ass kissed today.
Literally. That's right. You have to join the Kiss Your Ass Club. You have to kiss your own ass.
Kiss his ass.
Happy Hanukkah.
If you can.
Who wants to start? We got to flip a coin like they did on the Super Bowl?
I will defer my option. You can start.
Okay, I'll start first then. This one, I know somebody's going to take issue with it. I already know they are. But I'll just tell you what's happening here. Donald Trump is appearing with Benjamin Netanyahu. You know, from the search engine site.
Mm. They're going to rebuild the Gaza Strip.
Netanyahu, old Bibi. And after they met, they were doing a press conference, and this is Donald Trump, I think, handling this with grace, but others might say otherwise. Listen to this.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
My name is Aziz Karimi, Afghan Safar Poman, as I expectation from you. Do you have any plan to change Afghanistan situation? Are you able to recognize Taliban? Because I'm an Afghan journalist, Afghan Safar Poman. Any comment about Afghanistan? What's your future plan for Afghan people, especially Afghan?
I have a little hard time understanding you. Where are you from?
Afghanistan.
Oh. Actually, it's a beautiful voice and a beautiful accent. The only problem is I can't understand a word you're saying. But I just say this. Good luck. Live in peace. Go ahead, please.
He's probably doing that move where he looks off to the side and points like,
the backtracking, though, you could hear it, and it was nice. Like, he realized, like, I maybe shouldn't have said, I don't understand you. But you have a nice accent. I like it. Where are you from? I thought that was handled nice.
Live in peace. I think you feel like you kind of heard what she said, or at least parts of it.
Like, how are you going to take care of Afghanistan?
To answer it. He did tell her good luck.
Live in peace. Live in peace. Good luck.
Yeah. So that was from right before Valentine's Day.
I will say this. He'll take any question. Like, he'll answer all of them.
He's not being as snippy with the news people lately. So that's I mean, that's you really don't need that. I mean, like, you know, most of them, they are just
barely there to do their job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
They're not there to do anything that.
Yeah, but he will tell you, like, that was a stupid question. I kind of appreciate that, too.
That was dumb.
It's a dumb question.
Where are you from? Stupid.
You have a nice voice.
You should kick your editor who made you ask that question.
Well, what's a milk? Milk is a it's a common thing people fight over.
Milk?
Oh yeah, if you leave the milk, if you leave the milk out.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
If it's gonna snow,
or someone made you smell it and it smelled bad.
Well, yeah. Going back to the milk, like you know, if there's not enough for the next person to use.
Yeah.
Here's a you can tell this argument gets a little, and it's short, but it gets a little more intense because at the end, he's actually lunging toward the guy who's filming it. Now it starts off hot and heavy because he's the guy who's filming it. Is antagonizing the guy about the milk.
Wow.
Is this in a grocery store or in their home?
No, this is in the home.
Oh, wow.
Maybe the guy just woke up. He's walking around in his shorts.
Yeah.
He's bare-chested. Mm. No-shirted, you could say.
Okay.
And it kind of ensued from there.
Don't drink all the milk, man.
Don't tell me what the f*** you're doing. This is the first time I had some.
You had syrup before.
No, I haven't.
Why your f***ing bowl was so damn swole like that, bro? Don't drink all that milk. I'm dead-ass serious, bro.
Kristen, let me tell you something.
Why your f***ing bowl was so damn swole like that, bro?
Did you buy any motherfucking milk? Did you buy any motherfucking milk?
He's going after him to choke him, dude.
I've had roommates before.
And that's not a rhetorical question. Did you buy any MF'ing milk?
I mean, it's the way it flows right with, like, got milk.
And I understand why you would be angry with someone who eats all your food and drinks all your milk.
If you have a wife, ask her. Did you buy any MF'ing milk?
Are you you'd never buy milk?
I had a girlfriend whose parents would pour the milk into a white pitcher and put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, like a ceramic?
They would pour it out of the carton and put it into a different...
I'm not sure about that, because that's not fresh.
I didn't think so.
I would think you would want to keep it, because it's a dairy product. You want to keep it fresh with a tight lid.
Yeah.
Just maybe in a jar.
That's just always wide.
Like a little butter tray, like leave it in the container.
Butter tray.
Put it back in where it's fresh.
You can go if you want. You can
let me go get
it. Yeah, we'll go back.
Go ahead. Okay.
So, have you flown recently? Well, it's almost like, pardon, Paige. It's almost like going to Walmart. You're expecting something to happen. And, you know, things might be going awry when you're sitting there and you have to bite your tongue. But sometimes someone speaks up and it's just, well, the funniest thing you might hear all day. Listen to this.
Whoever is farting, don't fart, please. It smells bad.
It's just like a public service announcement. He was farting, Paige.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Whoever's farting, please stop. It stinks.
Yeah.
It took someone bold and...
it's so bad.
Someone had to say it.
Someone had to say something. So whoever's doing it, please stop.
If someone's farting, please.
Very pungent.
By all means, stop.
You know, I've never experienced those, like, smelled like BO or farting or anything in a plane. Thank God.
No.
Sweet Jesus. You've never sat by the bathroom.
Usually
yes,
loud.
I have.
That's where you want to sit, right?
No, you do not.
I sit there. Woo! Yo, that's the worst.
That's the worst.
Because you like get the last one to go you on, get last the, one off.
Ugh. You get the wafts of something that died in there.
Wow. Hopefully the bad guy.
The guy who goes to a group situation and volunteers to be last is probably the same guy who wants to sit near the bathroom.
What, like a gangbang?
Maybe. You know, I like to highlight a commercial. From time
you're
to time.
You're winning by now, right now, according to text, by the way. Congratulations.
Well, this
I mean, I'll
here.
Get you on this last one, though.
You might. But this one, I like to highlight a business when we can, you know, like trying to help everybody out.
Yeah.
Small business. If you want to buy a trailer, I don't know why you would go anywhere else but this guy right here.
Ooh, I can't wait.
He lays it out for you.
He's on fire.
Hi, I'm Robert Lee. I own Coleman Liquidation. I sell mobile homes. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to tell it just like it is. These are mobile homes, not mansions. They come in two pieces. If that's what you're looking for, that's what I got. They're used. Some of them have stains. We cover that up. A bouncer in Birmingham hit me in the face with a Crescent wrench 5 times. And my wife's boyfriend broke my jaw with a fence post. So if you don't buy a trailer for me, it ain't going to hurt my feelings.
He is a cowboy.
So come on down to Coleman Liquidation and get yourself a home. Or don't. I don't care.
That's the best.
It got stains.
What does he look like? I want to know.
He's a tall, skinny
dude.
He's
got stains.
Does he have a long mustache?
No, but he features a crew.
Like Sam Elliott for some reason.
And the girl who cleans him is just smoking him. Like she's just smoking in the commercial.
She's smoking in the commercial.
That's the girl who cleans him.
If he sounded and looked like Sam Elliott in that commercial, I'm...
Like, we've got trailers.
These are not mansions. They come in two pieces.
Gronk, you dummy. I'm done in, you dumb bastard.
God bless. You won. There ain't even no reason for me to do this last
one. Oh, I think we each got one left that we want to rant. You know what? Can I do this? I'll give you the last one. I hate to double up, but...
God, go ahead. You've won.
That was the best.
You're creaming me right now.
Oh.
Not in the cool way.
This one here is hilarious to me. I keep going back and watching it.
Okay.
It's a grandma who wants to watch wrestling.
Oh, God. That's what
grandma.
You've been
I'm
teasing
her grandma.
With.
But her TV is, giving her fits.
On the fritz.
So she takes it out on her grandson to fix it for her. And, the following happens.
Motherfucker, this is bullfucking shit. Fix my f***ing TV, Jake.
What happened? Why did I just... Did you press the wrong button on your...
I pressed on the damn thing. I was watching Monday Night Raw. And all of a sudden it done this and I can't get it back.
Try pressing the menu button on it.
What f***ing menu button? I don't see no menu button. You know more about this motherfucking than I do. Son of a bitch. Sitting here getting ready to watch my Monday Night Raw and it just started coming on and this shit pops up. Now why? Seven. It ain't even supposed to be on seven. It's still no signal. No signal. See, that's what it does.
God, I can't tell you who that reminds me
of. I want to know what she looks like.
She looks like hell.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I've seen that happen once. That was the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Who didn't wash his hands before he grabbed the bar
penis? You're standing there, whether it be at a wall of urinals or one of those trough type things, which makes me feel like a farm animal.
I've washed my joint before and forgot to wash my hands. I did it backwards.
So, and you see them go from penis to handle, quite simply. Maybe glance into the mirror. Maybe even take that same penis hand and run their fingers back through their hair to readjust.
She's going to go in the bathroom and start licking the doors now.
And then you're going to watch that same guy beer belly up to the bar and just go from penis to handle to peanuts.
Yep.
Yeah, baby. I like a nasty man.
Well, that's a fussing voice if I ever heard one. Save that one.
For real. Like, whatever you just embodied into your soul just then.
Man.
I'm just saying for
like you.
Penis to handle, and that'll bring it to her.
Like
every
a,
time.
Like a big butch prisoner. Like the fresh meat's coming in.
Don't change a thing.
What God, that's good.
What if, you know, like with a man in prison, they're like, don't drop the soap. With a woman, with it, don't you fall on your back and spread your legs wide open.
Don't you do it.
I want to go to your This is really gross, but can I say?
Do it.
All right.
Do it.
I want to go to your house and make sure that you got dirty sheets.
God. God Lord.
Oh, your towels are real nasty in your bathroom.
Oh my God. Are you feeding lines? Like, what's going on?
No. No, I'm sitting here covering my face.
Like, those are the things I look for.
You're like Carl's sister.
Ooh, I want to make sure your sponge stinks.
What in the world?
Why did that sound so foul?
Why is that a sponge?
Do we not you, I'm telling you about this. These are houses that I've been to. And growing right. up, like in high school and stuff, you know. They're gross people.
You ever use a man's pumice stone to do your nails?
No.
Let me make sure you got a brown loofah.
Oh, yeah. Keep talking.
God bless, almighty. Man. Like, yeah, man, you like, I'm trying to, did that come from, like, did you go to a dude's house and his sheets were dirty?
Yes.
Oh, God.
They don't ever change them, though, right? I mean, I don't know if that would stop you from, you know, having
See,
a good time.
That's where I'm a, that's where I, if that's a masculine thing, that's where I'm effeminate. I like good smelling sheets, crisp, nice clean sheets.
It wasn't a boyfriend. It was just, you know, we were all hanging out together. you know,
it was an orgy.
Yeah.
I'll get the rubber sheets out. Get these nasty ones
away. No, it was more like, hey, come over to my house and let's...
No, that's not the voice. Get back to that
voice. Yeah, but that's a different person.
Listen, listen. Oh, it's a different person. Yeah. You hear this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a dude.
Right. Let me get you back into it, ready? Penis to handle. Penis to handle.
Penis to handle. Hey, I want to go in your refrigerator. Wait a minute.
I'm not going to look at you because I don't want to
laugh. Okay.
Penis to handle. Penis to handle.
I have this character of this guy. I want to go in your refrigerator and make sure that nothing is fresh. I want some dirty food and some tainted milk.
I want some of your...
She's like Mrs. Yuck. Remember the little sticker?
Mrs. Yuck sticker.
Do the face.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, that was Bane.
I thought she just struck out. You got to do it.
Oh, my God.
You got a video of that face.
I can't. Okay, that's in trouble. Trump almost got in trouble for doing that.
That's the
lady. I was making it look like you got electrocuted.
That's the lady
it might
that
be okay.
does this first. Look.
Punches herself in the mouth with a side fist, Paige. What was that?
With her tongue out.
Yeah, she'll do that.
I want to make sure your butter stinks.
Before the other. Like, she doesn't know you, but that's okay.
Oh, my God.
I got a new character.
What the hell happened?
I don't know.
Can you please cast me as this woman in a movie?
God, that's going to happen now. You can write a movie around that chick.
I could. She don't care.
There's at least an SNL
bit. I'm
going to
get me mine.
God. Dirty Towels, the movie.
That's so nasty.
I want to pick up all the hair out of your shower drain with my big toe.
Oh, yeah. What a hair in the shower. Mmm, that's hot.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, my
God. I'm sorry.
I want to hold my...
I know. I don't want to, like, top... Or not that I could.
No. I want to hold my hand down there so when you shave, I can catch them all and wear it like a mustache.
Oh, my God. I'm not for lack of words right now. I'm just like, I got permagrin and it kind of hurts right now.
I want to use your toothbrush and look at your toothpaste tube and know that you haven't used much of it because it's all crusting over.
God. I'm thinking this is what she does when she goes to a man's house. But she does this little character voice, but it's really what she's doing.
Look at your house.
Man. Oh, you know, that is a woman thing to, like, you know, after she's been to your house a time or two, she will just pop open that refrigerator, with a little bit of freedom. And but that's a thing. She's looking at the expirations and stuff.
She is.
Yeah.
Seeing how often you've...
How much alcohol is in there versus actual food? Like how many old pizza boxes and everything is in there?
I want to look at your toilet and make sure it don't look like a Hershey's hug on the inside. Oh.
I want rings on my finger, not on your toilet.
That is perfect.
My God, Paige. What a nice recovery from What It Do yesterday.
Oh, my God. What a clip. What I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. In a week and a half.
I want to make your toilet look like it's got freckles. I'm going to make your toilet look like Blake Griffin's face. It's got freckles everywhere.
This is why I'm single. I'm sorry.
No. They should have you at those. They still do the pep rallies at Walmart in the morning.
Yes. I need a man. I need a dirty man.
They don't even play music.
When I used to deliver things to Walmart, obviously previous job, I would go in there and they would be doing their circle, not a jerk, but a meeting. And they would all just, it's like a pep. They're just pep rallying for the day of Walmart. Even the greeter would come in and get all riled out.
God, we Paige
probably
is killing
birthdays of the month.
Killing people on text.
I'm sorry.
No, sorry.
You got somebody had to
I'm
actually pull
so
over
tired.
Again.
Just gotta remember that somehow that it's a little bit of hung voice, but it's a little bit of female gym teacher.
Somebody text, what kind of rice does this character like?
She likes it good and dirty.
And dirty rice.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Some people.
I like it when it's got the sausage in it a little bit.
Bad boy.
This is my sister, by the way.
I like a man with greasy hair.
We clean houses.
She's coming on the tail end of it now. I like a man with greasy hair.
We go clean the house and she inspects everything else.
I like a man that uses homemade pomade, if you know what I mean. I'm talking about licking his fingers real good and just going through the hair.
I like a man that has armpits that kind of smell like onion.
That might be a shoe.
You're killing me, woman. You are killing me. Good Lord.
You know, the hell with country mama. You can, or whatever her name is. You can do the stage now.
Wonderful grandma?
Country grandma, whoever the hell it is.
Wow.
Sorry. Southern mama, yeah. The hell with gender Billy, too. You can outdo them both. Southern mama. She likes onion. Her armpits smell like onions.
Yeah, I can't really criticize this guy because none of my socks ever match now.
Kids do that now.
They don't match.
And I think, like...
I've just given up.
I think parents started the trend to make the kids wear the socks. But, like, kids don't care. You can see kids now wearing different shoes. Like, the you know, different shoes on each foot. Like, especially with Jordans, they'll interchange, like, the colors and crap. I'm like... Boy, yeah, back in my day, you'd be called some choice words.
Oh, you really still would. For fun. And then we wouldn't mean it that way. We mean it a different way to justify it that way. By saying
like the South Park episode, for sure.
She likes a man whose butt cracked is a little chapped on either side.
Ooh. And a slow hand.
Mm-hmm. It's like he wipes from side to side.
To hell. From front to back. That was so last year. We're going side to side these days, boy.
I'm like it.
Do it.
Don't think. Just talk. Don't filter it.
I like a man that doesn't have toilet paper.
Because I'm the creepy brother, remember? I like a pair of underwear that looks like if you dropped 2 pounds of roast beef in a tube sock.
Oh, my God. You have me at dirty sheets.
Oh. This face I got right now is just wonderful.
Oh, man, I might be picturing that. I'm like, man, that'd be fun.
Oh, God, man.
I like a man with a dirty floor.
This makes it sound awful. I like it if it looks like you took 8 pieces of Bubblicious, chewed it up, and dropped it in the floor of a barbershop.
Oh,
God,
boy. All right, that's it.
You won.
Chicken dinner for you, friend.
I'm leaving.
Have you met my sister? She's creepier than I am.
Who used my wash rag? Who did it? It was one of you. Yeah. That was my jack rag. I just want you to know.
She wore it on her face like a skull bandit.
It was the one who left the brushes in the barber saw.
This bitch in there putting pickles on her eyelids trying to look younger.
Pickles. Oh, God. Ow.
Okay. We
no
do
more.
This forever.
No more. No more.
We'd do it forever. I we'd apologize. Slow down the
flow.
The Southern workforce if we did
no
it.
Flow.
How do you choke without even eating?
I don't believe you, first off.
Very easily.
All right.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.